Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
That even as we go through this shadow, this dark valley, speak to yourself. Repeat the word of God. Fear not. Say, I will not fear any evil happening to me.
Run to God and run to God's people, because that's where you're going to find comfort, and that's where God wants to encourage you, especially in the times that we are facing.
He is the creator of all things. The seas will obey him. The waters will obey him. So God is in control. God can move a mountain for you. God can move a river for you. God can dry a river for you, so that you would know that he is in charge and he is in control. He is the God who makes a way where there seems to be no.
Don't give up. Don't give in. Persevere and fear not. Let patience work in you and bring about well-formed maturity in you.
Welcome to the Word of God. Today I'm going to be sharing with you the Word of God concerning fear not, God is our healer. I want you to know wherever you are that Jesus is still our healer. And so if you have your Bibles, please turn to Matthew 8 from verses 1 to 4. When Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said. Be clean. Immediately, he was cleansed of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, see that you do not tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them. Now I want you to continue to verse 16. Let's go to verse 16 of the same chapter. This is what it says. When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with the word and healed all the sick. I'm trusting God that today God will heal all the sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and he bore our sicknesses. Hallelujah. I want us now to go to Proverbs. Turn to Proverbs 18:21. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word. I pray as we feed on your word, to bring healing to our bodies and the people around us that are sick. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, from Genesis to Revelation, throughout the Bible, God is described as the God who heals. And so God today is telling us, fear not, I am the God who heals you. When you look at Genesis, you realize that God healed the children of Israel. In fact, Moses' sister was healed of leprosy. When you go to the book of Kings, we see Elijah healing. We see Elisha also healing people through the power of God. When we come to the New Testament, we see our own Jesus healing the sick, healing the woman with the issues of blood, healing the lepers. We see God exercising his sovereign authority to heal our bodies. And so today I want to tell you that God delights in healing his children. You see, for the last 2 years, and now we are going to the third year, fear has gripped people when it comes to disease. People are wondering, God, are you there? They have tried medicine. Medicine has not worked. Some, it has worked. Some, it has not worked. And so today, I'm here to encourage you that we serve a Jesus who heals. What the world can't heal, when you run to Jesus, he heals our diseases. And so instead of living in fear, we are going to trust God for healing. So if you are there and you're sick, or you have loved ones that are sick, what should you do today? I want you to do two things. Number one, instead of fear, have faith in Jesus. Instead of fear, have faith in Jesus. Have faith in Jesus that Jesus is able to heal you, but also is willing to heal you. Having faith in Jesus is reaching out to Jesus in prayer and asking him to touch you and heal you. That is the story we see in Matthew 8. The man reached out to Jesus for healing. The scripture says in verse 1, when Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came, knelt before him and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Jesus in verse 3 says, he reached out his hand, touched the man. I am willing, he said, be clean. And immediately he was cleansed of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, see that you do not tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them. You see, this man had a disease that, medically speaking, they couldn't cure it. Whatever they did, they could not cure leprosy. Leprosy could take you to a place where you are isolated. You are ostracized. No one wanted to be near you because they feared that disease would get them. And out of this fear, people would be isolated. But this is common to us today. During this pandemic, many people are isolated. Many people are crying out, God, can you hear me? In hospital beds, they are dying alone. Like this man, they are full of fear. So what do you do when the very disease you have, medical doctors say they can't cure it? You run to Jesus in faith and trust him for your healing. The scripture says in verse 2, and the man with leprosy came and knelt before Jesus and said, Lord, if you are willing, make me clean. The man had faith in Jesus to heal him. Do you have faith in Jesus today? You see, the man makes a powerful statement. He tells Jesus, if you are willing, would you heal me? When it comes to the topic of putting our faith in Jesus for healing, many people do not struggle with the ability of Jesus to heal. Many of us know he's able, but very few of us actually think he is willing. Today, I want to tell you that Jesus is not only able, but is also willing. This is what the scripture says in verse 3. Jesus reached out with his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said, be clean. We see Jesus reaching out to this man and telling him, I am willing. So if you are there seated in your hospital bed, maybe you're on oxygen, maybe you are sick of cancer, I want to tell you that Jesus is able, but also is willing to heal your disease. This is what 1 Peter 2:24 says. He himself bore our sins in his body, so that we may die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. The wounds of Jesus that he bore at Calvary brought healing to your body. You may be saying, maybe, Pastor, that is not mine. Yes, it's for you. The Jesus who healed leprosy is the same Jesus today who is going to heal you of whatever infirmity you have, because the wounds he bore were for your healing. And when you put faith in Jesus today, right now, he's going to heal you. This week I got a testimony. As Watoto Church, we meet and pray online every month. So there's a lady called Adela. She had heart complication, chest pain, pain under her arms. She didn't know what to do, so she went to the hospital. She did tests, blood tests. She did x-rays. The doctor said, we don't see what the problem is. Finally, they told her, do a test of COVID. She did it, and the test was negative. She had not slept for days. While in that evening of prayer, online like today, the power of the Holy Spirit came to her room and healed her and broke the chains of disease. You see, when we put our faith in Jesus, he comes and breaks the chain and the sickness that is haunting us, no matter what sickness it is. Listen to what Jesus told his disciples. Mark 11, verse 24. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you will receive them and you will have them. So today, I want you to put your faith in Jesus for healing. The same Jesus who healed the man with leprosy, incurable disease, is the same Jesus who will heal your disease. The second thing I want you to do, instead of speaking fear, speak life. Instead of speaking fear, speak life. Proverbs 18:21 says this, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. God, our healer, has given us power to create life or death. And whatever your mouth speaks, that you possess. So when you speak words of life, you will have healing. You will have deliverance. But when you use your tongue to speak death and disease, that you have. The words we speak create an atmosphere for God to operate in. I wonder what words you're speaking to yourself in that hospital bed. I wonder what words you're speaking to yourself at home. If they're words of faith, words of love, words of healing, that will be for you. But if they're words of death, that too will be. And so today I want to encourage you not to fall in the trap of the enemy who has made us get accustomed to speaking words that are not of healing. You see, we are living in an era of social media. I am amazed that instead of saying what God is doing all around us, there's bad news. Good news does not spread. Good news does not sell. But today I want to tell you something. Instead of speaking things of fear and death, I want us to use our social media and everywhere to speak life. Listen to what the scripture says. The scriptures remind us we should not fear bad news. Psalm 112, verse 7 says this. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. God the healer is telling us not to fear bad news, to speak life in every situation you're in. Therein healing will flow. When God tells us to speak life, he wants us to speak the scripture. Now, I know you might be there saying, but Pastor, I am sick. Yes, you're sick. But the Bible says he's your redeemer. The Bible says he's your healer. He's your restorer. He's the love of your soul. 1,000 may fall on your right and 10,000 on your left. None will harm you. He says, I will heal you. You will not die, but you will live to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. He says, even though I walk through the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For the Lord is with me. He will never leave me. He will never forsake me. I want you to start declaring that upon your situation. Listen. When you start to declare that, something happens. Because the Bible reminds us in Proverbs 6:2, you have been trapped by what you say, ensnared by the words of your mouth. Are you ensnared by the words of death? Are you ensnared by the words of fear? Today I want you to use your mouth to start speaking words of life instead of words of death. When you start speaking words of life, Jesus comes and takes that word and uses it to bring healing to your body. I have a friend of mine. He told me a story about his wife, Maureen, who got COVID. And when Maureen got COVID, she got scared. Fear, and she started speaking death. In fact, she called the husband and the children and started telling the husband, look, I'm going to die. These are the plans I had for my daughters, for my sons. Amidst that talk, death came. The spirit of death came. And the husband started speaking life. He said, no, my wife, you will not die. That night, the Lord visited them and whispered, this is a true story, whispered to Maureen, you will not die but live. And Maureen changed her tongue. She started to speak the truth of the word of God. I will not die but live to decree the goodness of God. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my strength. The Lord will protect me. I will walk again. I will live again. I will breathe. Cancer will not take me. She started speaking life upon her body, and something happened. The enemy fled that home. As I speak right now, Maureen is healed of COVID. Maureen is well. She's now declaring the truth of the word of God. Listen to me, my friends. Your tongue has power to create life. So start using it to create life. So you may be wondering, Pastor, what should I be declaring? I have some verses for you here. Psalm 118 verse 17 says this, I will not die but live and will proclaim what the Lord has done for me. Psalm 103 verse 3 says, for he forgives all our sins, not some, and heals all your diseases. Verse 20 says this, he sent out his word and it healed them. It rescued them from the grave. Those are the kind of words you should be speaking to yourself. Those are the kind of words you should be speaking to your body. When we speak the word of God upon our bodies, it brings healing. In fact, Proverbs tells us the word of God is medicine. So today I want to encourage you. Number one, instead of fear, have faith in God for healing. Have faith in Jesus. Number two, instead of speaking fear, I want you to speak life. When we do that, the healing power of God is going to flow in your bodies. The healing power of God is going to lift that cancer off. It's going to lift that pain that is on your chest to go. The healing power of God is going to flow in your hospital bed. It is going to flow in your children. Why? Because God is a healer. So fear not, for God is our healer. If we put our faith in him and change the way we speak to our situations. As I conclude today, I want you to watch this testimony of healing. And I'm praying that this testimony will inspire faith in you for your own healing. I'm going to invite the band. It will be on stage. We're going to sing one song. Thereafter, I'll come and we pray together. Because today we are trusting God that all infirmity will be healed.
My name is Shalom Tawazi. I grew up in a church where my parents were ministers. And so they laid a path for us to follow. When we grew up as individuals, we accepted Jesus as our personal savior. I had been having a heavy chest, and it was so painful. And then one of the mornings, my mom wakes up and she's having a very strong headache, a backache. And so we were forced to test because we had never faced something like this before. At first we thought it was not COVID, not until the doctor came and tested us and told us that COVID has different signs and symptoms. And so that's why me and my mother were having different feelings in our bodies. We prayed to God, of course, because we realized that our healing does not come from doctors. Our healing does not come from the fruits we eat. Our healing does not come from the ginger, from the medication that given us. And so we were encouraged to pray. And then the other thing was, we had family that was our support system. So they always checked on us, they gave us calls. They were asking us all the time how we were doing. And that really kept us going. My advice to the person that a person that has tested positive for COVID is spend much more time with God, pray to God, listen to different sermons that uplift your soul, listen to worship music, do something that really brings back your life instead of diminishing it. I would advise a person that is positive right now, take your time off and be off social media. One of the scriptures that kept me going was Psalms 23, whereby the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Reading that gave me so much courage to know that the Lord was always by our side, and therefore there was no need for us to fear or worry about anything. I love ministering in church. One of my passion is playing drums. And so I feel that's the best way I can serve God.
That is the God we serve. He's a God of miracles. We have seen him heal cancer. We have seen him heal COVID. And so today we are trusting God for that same power that we saw healing that family in that video. Is the same power we have today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you're the God who heals all diseases. And so, Lord, today we command cancer to leave by the power of the Holy Spirit. We pronounce a curse on every cancerous cell, and we decree that, Lord, you are our healer. Set free everyone who is sick of cancer. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that those who are sick of COVID and they are wondering, it's not going. Today, we wage a war against COVID by the power of your word that says you sent forth your word and it heals all our diseases. Today and right now, we are trusting you. That virus of COVID must die in Jesus' name. Lord, I know there are those who can't breathe and they are wondering, God, can you come through? And so today, we believe you for healing. That people will start breathing well, that their chest pain will go, that their body pain will leave at the mention of your name. Lord, you are the great I am. Nothing so hard for you. You said nothing is impossible with you, O God. And so, Father, we put our trust in you. We put our hope in you. Lord, we are praying for that little girl who is struggling with asthma. We rebuke asthma in Jesus' name. Lord, we command every infirmity to leave our homes, O God. Lord, I pray for those who are struggling with body pain. By the power of the blood of Jesus, we are healed, my Master. Lord, I pray that those who have given up on life, let the ruins come to life. Let the ruins come to life. Lord, I know there are those with suicidal tendencies. Today, may life come back. In the name of Jesus, Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. And so today, as believers, we come and trust you that you're more than able and you're willing to heal us. Lord, I ask, would you revive those who are about to die? Because you're the God who gives life. So I ask that you release your healing power and your life power. Father, I want to say thank you that those who are sick of ulcers, Lord, you heal ulcers. And so today we trust you to heal ulcers in the name of Jesus. Lord, there are those who have gotten a report from the medical doctors saying it is impossible. Go home and die. Today we pray in the name of Jesus that life will come back in that family. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That those who are sick of eyes, you're the one who heals eyes. So today, we speak healing upon the short-sightedness, long-sightedness. We speak healing upon you. Father, I know couples that are hearing me right now, and they are believing you for children. Lord, you said in your word, none was barren, neither male nor female. And so, Lord, by the power of your word, we command wombs to open. We speak babies this year in the name of Jesus. We speak conception, that those lovely families will have children. Lord, we decree, let everyone be a liar. Let you, Jesus, be the truth. And so, Father, we come in faith and receive our healing in Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen, amen, amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@portotochurch.com.